This is Here and Now. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir got backing at a regional summit today with leaders from neighboring countries saying they would not accept any attempt to overthrow a democratically elected president. President Kiir's government also said that it was ready for an immediate ceasefire, although those words followed a battle in which the government forces defeated troops loyal to the president's rival, the country's former vice president, Riek Machar. Machar is from the Nuer tribe. President Kiir is Dinka, and that appears to be playing a big part in the conflict in South Sudan, which is the world's youngest nation. We're joined now by two leaders in the South Sudanese community in the U.S., Dr. John Kuek, a practicing psychologist in San Diego, where he's chair of the South Sudanese Community Council, and John Dow was one of the Sudanese Lost Boys. He settled in Syracuse, New York, and he's now president of the John Dow Foundation and the South Sudan Institute. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Well, thanks for being here. And John Dow, you are ethnically Dinka, and John Kuek, you are from the Nuer group. And it looks from the outside like this is the heart of the conflict, that these two sides cannot get together. And I wondered, starting with you, John Kuek, how much is the identity important to people in South Sudan? Do you think of yourself as simply a member of this ethnic group?
Well, ethnic identity in South Sudan is very important to South Sudanese people. And people simply identified themselves as either Nuer, Dinka, or other ethnic groups in South Sudan. For me in particular, it's not that important anymore. I see myself as a South Sudanese person rather than a Nuer tribe in South Sudan.
What about you, John Dow?
That's absolutely. I see myself as a South Sudanese number one. There's no way you can do away with ethnic groups in any country, and in this case in South Sudan. Those are there for us. But I think at this point, as myself and as Dr. Kuek said, you have to, number one, identify yourself as South Sudanese, because it's what's actually going to bring our people together. Even if we don't speak the same language, but we are one people from one nation, the Republic of South Sudan.
Well, then why is that not happening, John Dow? What is the problem?
Well, the problem has been perceived as it's a war between Dinka and Nuer, which is absolutely not true. It's not Nuer and Dinka killing each other. If it were, Dr. Kuek and I could not be in one position. He is Nuer, I am Dinka. And so it just may be a power greed. There may be leaders want to get into power or want to hold on to power. And maybe for them to do that, to achieve their goal, their interest, their personal interest, is they, you know, sound like this is a tribal. It's not tribal at all.
Dr. Kuek, you agree with that, that it's not tribal?
Well, I do agree with John Dow. It has started, the way this war has started, it has nothing to do with tribe. But how it is going on right now, it kind of trickled on to tribal war. In that aspect, I would like to disagree a little bit with John Dow, because the killing going on in South Sudan, in Juba today, is targeting one ethnic group, that is Nuer. And again, like John Dow put it, when this war started, it started within the presidential guard itself. So somehow the guard turned, you know, their anger toward only one ethnic group. So that's why it is fair for anyone to say this war is not a Nuer and Dinka war. But the way it is now, it kind of trickled on to that.
Well, do you think that the country is on the verge of civil war, as some have said, Dr. Kuek?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. As we speak, war is popping up almost everywhere in South Sudan today. And when you look at this, it kind of divides within the tribal line. Is Nuer now rising, trying to revenge for their people killed in Juba?
John Dow, do you think that the country is on the verge of civil war?
I think that it's no or yes. Why it is no, it's because as we speak today, if you go to my village right now, you will see that people are very comfortable, and I see that there is still hope that the country is not going to slide into civil war. But when you see you know, things are going into, for example, Dr. Quick said, there were Nuer targeted in Juba, there were some Dinkas targeted in Akobo, and in other places. So you can see killing, you know, targeting some group. But I think that's how war is always. War is not organized. War is not, has no policy.
My recommendation would be, now we have a short term and a long term. And a short term would be to stop killing immediately and get, you know, help to those people who's trained in the UN compound. And then the long term goal would be, that should be an interim government put in place. I'm telling you, there will be no reconciliation, according to what I'm hearing from people now, under the current president.
John Dow, do you think that the president has to step aside?
Absolutely. I mean, let me tell you this. We were chased out of our home when we were about 12 years old or 8 years old. And we live in the war. 22 years later, we came to the United States and we thought, oh, you know what? South Sudan will be okay. And now we are hearing the bullets, the sound of guns, and we are going back to what we used to do, funerals after funerals after funerals. It is because of these leaders. South Sudan deserve better leaders, have no blood in their hand. These two guys, one way or another, they have to go.
Dr. Quek, do you think that the United States could be playing a bigger role in trying to solve this crisis?
No doubt. United States could play the best role ever.
What could they do?
Well, they could just send, you know, U.S. troop down to Juba, capital of South Sudan, protecting civilians there. Should this war reach Juba, there would be even more killing than what had happened already.
But you can understand there are concerns about putting U.S. troops in another country. Certainly in Washington, there would be concern about that. But perhaps even in the country itself, that not everyone might be welcoming of U.S. troops on the ground.
This is true. This is true. But when you look at one thing, United States is a leading leader around the world. Every country is looking after United States. It still has that responsibility.
John Dow, what do you think? Do you think the U.S. should be playing a bigger role, or what do you think would help to finally solve this problem?
Well, you know very well that the United States was one of the midwives that were helping South Sudan to be born. And so when you bring a child on Earth, what do you do as the midwife? You protect that child. If the United States choose to stop that senseless war in South Sudan, America can do that. And I understand that in the United States, they say, well, no boot on the ground, no boot on the Muslim country. Well, South Sudan is not that those countries. You know, what is very important, if you talk to President Clinton right now, he is continuing to regret until he die because he did not help during the massacre or genocide in Rwanda. The question is, will President Obama, you know, after this, maybe watching killing going on in our country, in the Republic of South Sudan, will he also continue, later after he left his office, will he continue to regret that he should have helped people in South Sudan or that he should have intervened sooner?
John Dow in Syracuse, New York. He's the president of the John Dow Foundation and the South Sudan Institute. And Dr. John Quek is a practicing psychologist in San Diego, where he's chair of the board at the Southern Sudanese Community Center. Thanks to both of you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And from NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. Robin is back on Monday. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with Amy Silman. One Lump or Two, Vivid Abstract Paintings and Drawings, closes January 5th, ICABoston.org.